let's say the case of Curiosity. We launched a successful flight of this instrument to Mars. And that may seem just like something very spectacular. It got a lot of support from people, a lot of sympathy. It was done in defiance of Obama. And that's important. Now, the issue here is this. The problems we're talking about on politics are not so much the real issues for the long term. The great danger that we're facing is the danger from rocks in space. Now, this issue has been around for a long time. Edward Teller, the famous Edward Teller, now deceased, was a key sponsor of this effort to deal with this problem. It is an actual serious threat to mankind. Now, we have over periods of time, we have these giant rocks hitting different parts of the planet and taking out areas such as the equivalent of entire city areas, metropolitan cities, things like that. But once in a while, you get in the history of mankind, not in terms of living history of mankind, but of the territory, you get one big rock hits the Earth, and everybody on Earth dies, or everything on Earth tends to die. It may come back later. So we're now in a point where the key issue before us in terms of defense of nations is the defense of Earth from these rocks. And the increase of the danger of that source is notable. So therefore, we've got to do something about it. And what happened was, by putting this thing over the president's strongest objections, to put this thing on Mars, on Curiosity, on Mars, we set into place an absolutely indispensable mechanism by which, at the speed of light, which is the communication between us and Mars, we can determine things and make decisions and to plan actions which will enable us now to realize what Edward Teller tried to deal with while he was still alive, the danger of rocks from the area of Jupiter down into so forth.
Well, that's right. Well, when they saw Shoemaker Levy crash into one of the gas giants and they did calculations, they know now that every few thousand years we get hit by big rocks, every 100 or 1,000 or so we get hit by these big mega rocks, every million or so ones that kill most life on the planet. And it just shows that why does the current ruling elite, because we've had corrupt elites before, but they wanted to build things, they wanted to advance things, they wanted to, I mean, even old colonialism, depending on the variant, did some good. Overall, it was bad. But now I see things like the new Obama 2012 film.